You're listening to Prophetic Sister Girl. I'm your host, Desiree McCray, and I am here to remind you that God is speaking, but we ask, are you listening? And it's been a while since I hosted my podcast. I've taken some time to heal as God revealed his revelation to me. And this next episode is one that I hope blesses you. Today we'll be diving into what it means to sing a new song in a season where we're waiting for the Lord. As I reflect on our celebration of the life of Martin Luther King Jr., I thought of the songs we sing. For hundreds of years, America has sung a racist tune. America sang beautiful words, but in a prejudiced key. America's melodies trills in the throats of those tangibly intolerant based on race, gender, and class. Martin Luther King knew that the songs of slavery being sung by his ancestors, despite growing up with educated parents and in a middle class community, despite being the son and grandson of pastors, King was not immune to the bigotry bellowing out of the bellies of white Americans. At age 6, King would never forget the time when one of his white playmates stated that he and King could no longer play together. His white parents made this decision because the children were now attending segregated schools. King knew that the South sang a song of segregation with undertones of black unbelonging. Our text for today mentions singing a new song. With the death of Breonna Taylor and no charges, I think it's time we sing a new song of justice. With the death of George Floyd, I think it's time to sing a new song of a life lived authentically. When we sing a new song, we are not only changing the words, but we are changing the beat, the tune, the accompaniments, and the tempo. When we sing our new song, it requires us to open our mouths. Even the psalmist writes, I do not seal my lips, Lord. As you know, I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. In fact, Psalm 40 is a psalm of deliverance. Specifically, the psalm writes of deliverance from a life-threatening situation described as a slimy pit of mud and mire. Racism, as you should well know, is a pre-existing life-threatening condition. Racism, capitalism, terrorism, and sexism are the slimy pits that marginalized people feel trapped with no way out. Racism, indeed, is a slimy pit that wreaks havoc on the body. Racism can kill and has killed. White supremacy is knit into the songs we sing, which is why we need to stop trying to be anti-racist. Instead, we need to be delivered from narratives of black inferiority. We need to be delivered from the singing of songs of bondage that keep everybody, including white people, chained to the past. In Psalm 40, verse 1 through 10, is called by biblical scholars the expression of trust. This is particularly important because the psalmist waited patiently for the Lord. The verbal root for waiting is kavah, which carries the idea of hopeful anticipation. In Hebrew, this verb is called the infinitive absolute, and when used, it signifies that the action of the verb presents actively waiting, not passively waiting. In Hebrew, the literal translation is near to how long. In waiting, I waited. The doubling of the word notes that he waited conscientiously and fervently, patiently and enduringly, until God showed up to help him. The psalmist is fully confident that God will come to the rescue. Say, wait on the Lord. This shows us that if we want to sing a new song, we have to wait on the Lord to show up. The psalmist is confident in God as the rescuer in the midst of the pit. The pit represents death. So this is no minor life event, but a serious situation. God brought him out, and the benefit of this is spontaneous praise. A new song that came from God. God inspires a new song, and even the psalm itself is the new song. A song to say thank you. A song to retell how God delivered him and brought him out. God set the feet of the psalmist on a secure rock and puts a new song in his mouth. The phrase new song, Shir Hadesh, occurs 6 times throughout the Psalms, but the insight of what it truly means is in Isaiah 42:10. In Isaiah 42 is the only place where a new song is mentioned outside of the Psalms. The writing of Isaiah 42 is a celebration. In the context of Isaiah 42, the new song marks a new beginning, a radical shift from what has come before. Not only did King's life inspire us to sing new songs of freedom, but he invited us into a radical shift in how we ought to live and think about justice and love. By becoming a civil rights activist, preacher, and prophetic voice, King knew that songs of striving for greater equity could move a nation. A group of black singers called the Freedom Singers during the Civil Rights era sang new songs. These new songs were spent on the old tunes called Freedom Songs. Some of them went like this. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me and before I'll be a slave. I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. And if they were protesting and were being asked to leave or threatened, they would sing. With hope in a brighter tomorrow than there today, they sang. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart. I do believe we shall overcome someday. And while they sang, while they were filled with courage to keep marching, they were inspired to keep boycotting amid being beaten back by police. Songs like Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around help them stay the course. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round, turn me round, turn me round. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. Keep on walking, keep on talking, marching to the freedom land. New songs brought a radical shift to America in the civil rights movement then. What if I told you new songs brought my own radical shift in college? As a kid, I grew up not liking my hair and brown skin. I remember the burning of straightening my hair to appease white beauty standards. I didn't learn to start loving my hair until 8th grade when I went natural without any chemicals. In 8th grade, I started singing a new song in celebration of my natural kinky texture hair. As a result of my newfound pride in my natural hair, I noticed how people perceive me based on my hair. They judge me based on my hair. I experienced hair discrimination and being told it was naturally, how it naturally grew out of my scalp was unprofessional. I experienced white people coming up to me, assuming it was acceptable to touch my hair without asking. Well, in college, I started writing about experiences with my hair. I started writing about self-discovery and self-acceptance because I knew there are other little black girls who grew up disliking their hair just like me and wishing it were straighter. I promised myself I never let anyone talk me out of loving my hair and how God made me. So I began to discover a new narrative about myself. I wrote a new song. Today I want to share my new song with you called Dear Black Girl. Black girl, you smile just like the sun. Black girl, your hair is full of fun. Black girl, you got no care in the world. Whoever said you fly, no, they never lie. Black girl, you jump, and black girl, you think. Black girls rock, minx, and pink. Black girl, I love your kinks and coils. Black girl, you rock the whole new world. Black girl, you blink, and you could stop time. Black girl, your light burns bright inside. Black girl, you laugh, and flowers sprout from the soil. Black girl, you shine, moisturized with lavender oils. Black girl, you grow up to be strong. Black girl, you grow up to live long. Black girl, you know you are beautiful. Black girl, your skin is nothing but blissful. Black girl, joy, so let's be gleeful. Black girl, your skin has nothing but glow. Black girl, your complexion is never shameful. Black girl, your heart beats wonderful. Black girl, I promise to sing your praises. Black girl, I celebrate you, how amazing. Head up, chest up, fist up, and afro out. 'Cause you're the blueprint, I have no doubt. Head up, chest up, fist up, and afro out. New songs. The singer of Psalm 40 celebrates a new beginning after being in the pit and the mud. Not loving myself was my life-threatening pit. You may be in a pit right now, but you can sing now wherever you are. You can choose to sing a new song in the place you're in. You can sing a new song no matter the outlook you have on life right now. This psalm is not for those who haven't been through anything. This psalm is not for those whose life has been all sunshine and roses. This psalm is for the downtrodden. This psalm is for those who have been forgotten and abandoned. Those who have looked death in the eye and lived in spaces of resistance. And those who have wrestled in the mud and come to the other side with scars. This psalm is for those of you who bear witness to God bringing you through a deep crisis. After such a crisis, life is never the same. When we come out of the pit, we emerge different than before. The pit was a place of despair, but our new song is one of hope. It's time to sing new songs. We can celebrate coming out because in the midst of occupying the pits, God saw us, God heard us, and God found us in that pit. when we were pitiful in the pits, God took pity on us and brought us out of the pits to higher ground. God gave us a place to stand and brought us out. Praise the Lord. Now that we are out of the pit, we have to sing our song out loud. After we've been delivered by God, God desires that we share what God has done. The new song is most likely a technical Hebrew term for what Psalm scholars usually describe as the Psalm of Thanksgiving, a psalm that is sung after the psalmist has been delivered by the Lord from the jaws of some crisis. I thank God that Martin Luther King Jr. responded to the juggernaut jaws of injustice. I thank God for his mother Alberta and father Martin, who taught and encouraged Martin to respond to the racial crisis in the segregated South. His parents supported King's choices to combat the powers of imperialism, war, white supremacy, and loveless ethics in American society and the world at large. The Martin we know has inspired us to sing a new song in the place we are in. So I implore you that you don't have to wait until the sunshine comes. You can learn to dance in the rain. It's time to sing new songs. You don't have to wait for your deliverance to sing a new song. You can praise God now. It's time to sing new songs. You don't have to wait until your finances stabilize or your check comes. You can thank God in advance. It's time to sing new songs. You don't have to wait until God heals you, heals your family, or heals your friends. You can praise God knowing that even if God never heals you, he's done more than enough. It's time to sing new songs. You don't have to wait until your situation changes. You can thank God now in advance, for he's restoring you and transforming you. It's time to sing new songs. I'm just trying to help somebody in the room that you don't have to wait until God gives you the yes to your prayer. You can thank God now, right now, for opening doors and giving you opportunities in 2023. I'm just trying to let you know that it's time to sing new songs. You've been singing the same old sad song, but it's time to sing new songs. You've been singing about your problems, but God said it's time to sing about the problem solver. Hallelujah.